And on the line with us, we have Bill Marcus. And Bill from Fox News, good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning from Nashua, New Hampshire. Happy New Year to you too, Tom.
So we've got former President Clinton going out to campaign on behalf of presidential candidate Clinton. And we've already seen a little bit of, a spark up with a heckler in Derry, New Hampshire last night. This could be an adventure.
Oh, yeah. That's a woman who's has a seat in one of the 400 seats in the lower house in New Hampshire. She was baiting Hillary Clinton. You know, she follows her all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
This woman has been at it for a few years. And Hillary basically addressed her finally. She said, "Ma'am, that's rude. Sit down. I'm not going to take a question from you."
Well, you know, the woman claims to be a rape survivor. And I guess the question she wanted to know is something about Miss Broderick. Evidently, that question's not been answered to her satisfaction.
Right. She's trying to pick out Hillary's inconsistencies, where she says that rape, anyone who's accused of sexual assault must be listened to. And so this woman, and I'm trying to get up her name here, Prudhomme O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
Is asking about two of the women who Bill Clinton is accused of raping during his time in prominence, which
goes back to 1978. Yeah, goes back to 78. Mm-hmm. So in this situation, you've got the women that, Mrs. Clinton says she doesn't know and doesn't even want to know. She was saying that all women need to be believed until there's evidence to the contrary. Well, no trial was ever held in those cases. These were settled out of court to the tune of about $850,000.
That's right. The names were Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Wiley. And those were two women that... who accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. And you've got that going on. So once again, some of her answers don't hold any water there. You can't say anything about evidence if no court hearing was ever convened.
Kind of like Bill Cosby's, what he's going through right now. Would you say, Tom?
Yeah, indeed. We're seeing a lot of similarities besides the initials BC. We're seeing a lot of...
You know what Prudhomme O'Brien said, I'm getting a little bit focused. You're the first person I'm speaking to this morning, Tom, so it's like some of your listeners are going, "Well, what's going on?" They're waking up. The reporter's also waking up, right?
Okay.
The hypocrisy of so-called women fighting for women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's trying to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she made news. And anybody can go into any of these town halls and scream loud and talk to reporters afterwards. The bigger picture, to give you perspective, because that's my job as a reporter, is that many of the audience were displeased with her, and they were complaining that she ruined the event and that she only heckled Clinton to get attention. So, you know, in the interest of fair and balance, there's that going on the other side. And that's why when you brought her up, I go, "Oh, that's right, he wants to talk about her." She's been called, this woman, New Hampshire's most annoying voter in 2007. And that was after she went around heckling New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. So she's been at this for some time. Let's put this in broader perspective. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You're right. She's got a point with the hypocrisy of so-called women fighting women. But this particular woman, not to... or to impugn her integrity, but to basically add information to make this balance, has been doing this. I think the fact that she's an elected official makes it very fascinating. The fact that she's holds a seat in the lower house of the New Hampshire legislature.
Well, I think what makes it even more fascinating is that it's left up to her to ask this instead of some of the national members of the press, the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS, the whole bunch. It seems like everybody is kind of afraid to ask Mrs. Clinton about such matters, and I don't know what the fear or the deference is.
You've got a very good point, Tom. You've got a very good point. Sanders was asked about this because that's where I think where we look for the conflict in other candidates that are running against her. And his reply was, quote, "I think we've got more important things to worry about in this country than Bill Clinton's sex life." That's been his modus operandi for
mm-hmm.
the whole thing, you know, not to go after her personally.
All right. I don't think anybody's going after her personally. I think everybody. I think the question that needs to be asked, you know, how do your actions, you know, Mrs. Clinton's actions, square with her words? And you know, if you judge by her actions, they're not scoring with her words in this manner.
In this matter.
Yeah.
And you know, here's somebody with coming, and this is the Hillary Clinton story. You know, she comes into this election with a resume that could fill bookcases, or enough, you can do enough for negative research on her, going all the way back 40 years to when she was a staffer on the committee that led to Nixon's impeachment. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's been at this for a lifetime, and I guess for somebody going into politics, that's a good thing, but it's also a negative. So here's one element of her that's exploited today, and when Bill Clinton speaks, the question is how is he going to deal with this, and how is he going to deal with attacks from Trump, who has also called him out.
Yeah, his old golfing buddy. His old golfing buddy. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting on that. Well, you know, the last time out, Mrs. Clinton's resume didn't go too far because some guy that nobody ever heard of, a skinny feller from Chicago, ate her lunch on the way to the White House, on the way to the coronation. So sometimes that resume is a good thing, and sometimes that resume will come back to, well, you know, provide a lot of book space, I guess.
You know, there's, you're absolutely right, Tom. Looking, though, taking the big picture, a couple of Republican pundits looking at this race saying, yeah, this is, you know, you and I talking about this negative information about her, the sexual attacks. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't this be where you would want to be in a political fight, to be characterized as a victim if you're, let's say, Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton? You know, when he was getting impeached, her numbers were very high because she stood by him. So
after she said that she wouldn't,
political point.
After she said that she wouldn't, she was on the Today Show, and she was telling Jane Pauley, "I'm not going to be some Tammy Wynette stand by your man kind of woman," but she did.
I'm talking about numbers.
Oh, I know that. But once again, it's the actions. It's the actions. And the words that never seem to sync up. Hey, Marcus, I tell you what, I got to let you go here. Our signal is not really all that great this morning, but it's nice getting to know you here. And thank you very much for your report. Appreciate it, sir. I want to thank Bill Marcus from Fox News. I think I stunned him a little bit there because Bill's quite young. That was only like maybe my second or third decade of broadcasting that the Clinton thing was going on. You know, saw that in real time. You know, when you have to look it up in the Wikipedia, you know, that could be tough. That could be tough. All right, it's 8:27. He's a good guy. Didn't mean to be so damn rough on him, but, you know, sometimes you got to get jarred a little bit to make sure that you're on point and on task. I'll do that every now and then because everybody needs to. I even need to be shaken up a little bit, too. You know? We all do. Wake up, it's 2016. Dagnabbit, get off my lawn. All right, it's 8:27. You know, Cameron, one of our texters brought up something, too, that I thought was kind of interesting as we get into this new year. Coming up in May, at the end of